live, and you can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That allows you to bring up anything you want. That's the point of the program. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
So, an ice cream crackdown, as I mentioned, is happening in Chicago. According to the Chicago Tribune, a few years ago, Chris Swanberg, having been laid off from her job as a Chicago public school teacher, remembered that she'd received an ice cream maker as a wedding gift. The Chicago mom fished it out of her kitchen cabinet and eventually started a new career. Today, Swanberg's Nice Cream, an offer at local Whole Foods and farmers markets, her website nicecreamchicago.com, is considered a star of Chicago's rich and beloved artisanal ice cream scene, one that could be shut down entirely by state rules, she recently learned.
Yep. I'm sure.
She says that a couple of weeks ago, a representative from the Illinois Department of Public Health came to Logan Square Kitchen and informed her she would have to shut down if she didn't get something called a dairy license. Yes, Swanberg and others in her field had operated for years now without ever hearing of such a thing. See, she should have gone and spent the time to research all the government rules and regs and spent hours of her life poring over tomes of governmental regulations so she could learn about
ignorance of the law is no excuse, even if there are so many laws you could never read them in a lifetime.
According to the story here at the Chicago Tribune, again, she never heard of this, and indeed they say the city's Department of Business Affairs and Consumer Protection, to whom they applied for a business license, never informed them they would need one to operate, and how would they know? It's not like they've read the damn laws.
You'd think that this would be a little packet that they had ready for people that were starting businesses in this area, right?
See, people, I think people that don't have a lot of experience with the government don't realize that they don't know what the hell they're talking about either, a lot of these government bureaucrats.
No.
You can ask them for information, and there's a chance they're going to give you the wrong information.
You're here for an occupational license? Great. I sell occupational licenses. Give me the money. Here's your occupational license.
Yeah.
Goodbye. And, you know, the fact that she didn't get told, it's not like that bureaucrat's going to be scolded or anything like that.
Mm-mm.
It's not going to be held off. It's not going to be in their bi-monthly review or whatever. None of that stuff's going to happen. Why in the world would the government feel like they needed to tell you?
So, to get the license, Swanberg wrote in an email that she would have to, 1, work out of our own space. Currently, she says, we work out of the Logan Square kitchen. 2, have our product tested once a month for bacterial levels. 3, change all of our packaging and labels to meet state standards. That's an expensive process, by
yeah.
the way.
Oh, yes.
If you've, for instance, paid for a bunch of packaging and labels in advance, because when you buy these things, you're incentivized to buy more than a small batch. The larger the batch, the lower
cheaper
the price
it is,
of
sure.
the label. So who knows how many packages and labels she's got sitting in a closet or, you know, in her basement or something like that, that it will become completely, you know, basically they're all illegal because they're not qualified. 4, purchase a pasteurizer, which from what the state tells me will be about $40,000, or use a pre-made ice cream mix. So
this is the whole reason that people want her ice cream is because
it's fresh.
It's fresh. It's raw.
Yep.
And they want her to pasteurize it. I'm sorry.
The state wants her to pasteurize it.
The state wants her to pasteurize it. You know, people want this raw. Some people want this raw stuff these days, and it's important to them. They're willing to pay for it. So the state is proposing to ruin her business.
That's right. Oh, no. It's look, Mark, they're just trying to keep you safe.
Who? Me, the business owner? Because I'll run her out of business.
You, the person who would like the ice cream.
But I... I'll go ahead and buy it someplace else.
No buts.
I'm just going to buy it someplace else.
No, you can't. We're going to follow you around and figure out where you buy it.
No, they won't. That's the incompetence behind these people, is they'll just... You know, when somebody starts making enough money that they get on someone's radar...
That's what happens.
Then they just eviscerate them.
Yeah, that's probably what happened here. It's likely she got a little bit of press at some point and or got too popular for... like you said, to show up on these government agents' radar. Swanberg says the IDPH, this is whatever bureaucracy, Department of Public Health, the IDPH officer who visited her told her ice cream probably wouldn't pass the bacteria test if she continues to, get this, use fresh strawberries.
Yeah.
So you can't use fresh milk. It's got to be pasteurized. you can't use fresh strawberries, so you're screwed.
You've got to make milk you've got to make the ice cream with pasteurized milk and
what version of strawberries?
Well, they're telling her that she could use strawberry syrup. So you could go, like, for instance, at the grocery store, they've got the frozen food section where you can get the strawberries in a little tub.
Yes.
You know, with the syrupy kind of goo that they're in. You could use those, they're saying.
Why can't you?
It's insane.
Bacteria, Julia. Bacteria. You know, while we're at it, why don't we just go ahead and ban fresh strawberries? I mean, couldn't they have
bacteria?
That's
what doesn't make any sense to me, is I can grow fresh strawberries in my backyard.
That's right.
I can buy strawberries at a market or at the grocery store. Why can't you make them an ice cream?
Someone might get sick.
Many people, in many states, allow the selling of raw milk.
This is Illinois.
I don't know whether it's true or not, but some states allow only the selling of raw milk to animals. So they could say that this ice cream is an animal product. Not to animals, but for animals.
This is not a human ice cream. This is not for human consumption.
Yeah, this ice cream is not for human consumption.
Just put not fit for human consumption on the label, and that'll solve the problem, right?
You should make that
for entertainment value only.
They should make that the label of an ice cream, actually.
It's
not for human
cream.
Consumption.
It's prop ice cream for movie sets. It's not real ice cream.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
IDPH spokesbureaucrat Melanie Arnold said that it isn't illegal to use real strawberries, but that IDPH, quote, does not encourage it, simply because when you try and clean a strawberry to make sure it doesn't have any bacteria, it kind of deteriorates.
Well, it kind of does.
Like, what, are you going to scrub it? What? What? The department's dairy equipment specialist said that other ice cream producers use irradiated strawberries. He says they look good, but he can't vouch for the taste. Swanberg could continue to work without a license, Wilding said, if she used a pre-made ice cream mix that is usually formulated with stabilizers and other additives, the kind of thing typically used at Dairy Queen, according to the bureaucrat.
This stuff is made for foodies, people that really care about the taste, that can tell you the difference between a 1939 Chateau Briand and a 1940. They know the difference, or at least they believe they do. So when you're talking to these folks, and I do believe that some people have more sensitive palates than I do. Absolutely believe that. And so these people, it matters to them. Why shouldn't these people be able to get what they want? You're telling me it matters that, you know, it may be some kind of warning label that says that since this product contains raw food and fresh strawberries, that it may contain more bacteria than the pasteurized, homogenized bullcrap that you buy in the regular, you know.
Right, that stuff that's been sitting on the shelf
section.
In the freezer for months.
Right. You know, maybe some statement like that would, let someone who didn't otherwise know and keep her safe from some kind of lawsuit. But that, to me, seems like the farthest that that she should be required to do.
It's like if you have a peanut allergy, there are some people that are so allergic to nuts that, you know, it can really, I don't want to say kill them, but it can really, I can put them in the hospital and it's really bad for them. So there's warning on the cans of nuts that says, or even other products that may have been made in the same factory as nuts. I mean, something that's, it couldn't just be that simple. Warning, this is fresh strawberries, which could have bacteria. You could be at risk.
It's not good enough.
That's personally a risk I'd be willing to take. I'm
not
that worried about bacteria.
We need to protect people who can't read.
The same people that can go home and drink bleach, if that's what they feel like doing. We have to protect them from consuming raw milk and fresh strawberries.
Swanberg feels that using strawberry syrup and a pre-made soft serve mix might not attract the same customers who buy her product. Gee, you think?
Duh.
Made from her fresh organic cream, blended with local and often organic produce like basil and strawberries she picks herself. I mean, that's a huge disparity.
That's a big, 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 big difference.
Not only that, but the department couldn't confirm the $40,000 price tag on the pasteurizing machine.
What do
they care?
That's
because they've never had to buy one. They just mandate that other people do.
This reporter didn't look up what a pasteurizer costs?
But it did confirm that even if she uses pasteurized milk and boils all of her ingredients together, she would still then need to pasteurize it in the special machine again. 1-855-450-FREE. All of this just to feed somebody some ice cream. It's crazy. Free Talk Live.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
On Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, and barter currency. We've teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some great rates on some hand-picked gold and silver pieces. U.S. Eagles, British Sovereigns, 20 Francs, Lakota Nation Silver Rounds, Montana Silver Reserves, and Walking Liberty Halves. Call 877-857-9938 or go to gold.freetalklive.com. The shipping is the same for one as it is for 20, so try to get as many as you can all at once. Gold.freetalklive.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want and dial in toll free at 800. Oops, that's the old number. New number, 855. That was my first screw up of the night. 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733, and joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. News updates are available. You go to news.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there. Get emailed updates or follow us via Twitter or Facebook. Once again, that's news.freetalklive.com. I actually sent out an update today letting folks know. And by the way, I want to welcome them on the air here right now. WHUB in Cookeville, Tennessee. Has now expanded us to weeknights as well. So they were taking the Saturday show only, and now they're taking Monday through Saturday, all 3 hours of the show, every single night. So welcome aboard to everybody listening in Cookeville on weeknights.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. They really do a full-orbed approach to accounts receivable. You can trust them with your business. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They don't treat your customers poorly or, you know, like so many collection agencies out there. SACL CAI, they do it different than other collection agencies. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
All right, so we're going to get to your calls here in a moment, but I just want to go ahead and finish up this piece from the Chicago Tribune to just give you a full picture of what they're doing to this woman. She has her own ice cream business. She has had it for a number of years. And if you're not on a, like, if you're not at a storefront, then the government's not going to know about your business right out the gate. If you don't have some sort of a visible presence in the community necessarily, they're not really going to be aware that you're making ice cream out of your home mm-hmm. or out of somebody else's kitchen or whatever, and that you're selling it to different businesses. They're not going to know.
If you just start out, you're making some ice cream, you're putting it in little tubs, you've got your own labels, you're sticking it on there, you're taking it to different specialty grocery stores around town, you're selling a few tubs here, a few tubs there, that's all fine and dandy. And usually, this happens after you get the newspaper article. Usually happens is some reporter, who they're much more inquisitive than bureaucrats, frankly. That's mm-hmm. their job. They get paid to.
Questions.
The market, you know, so they say, this is great ice cream. It's fresh. It has raw ingredients, raw milk, unpasteurized milk, fresh basil picked from gardens, strawberries that aren't the syrupy kind of squishy strawberries, but the nice, firm, fresh strawberries. This is amazing ice cream. And it says it's produced right here in Chicago. I should call this lady.
This is a story.
I'll ask her about it. We'll run it in the food section. It'll be fabulous. And then the bureaucrats, they read the story. They say, holy crap! This person's breaking one of the myriad of laws.
Right.
One of the laws, more laws than a person could read in a lifetime. They're breaking one of them. Let's go get them.
And so they have done that. They've threatened her and told her, look, lady, you can't be going out picking strawberries fresh and using them here. You've got to use those crappy strawberries that have been, you know, frozen and shipped around the country in some sort of a special strawberry goo. You can use those if you'd like. Oh, you can't be using that fresh milk. You need to be using some pasteurized product. In fact, lady, you're going to need to buy your own pasteurizer. She said, well, wait a minute. What if I just use pasteurized milk? No. That's not good enough. Because even if you get pasteurized milk, you then have to, once you combine the pasteurized milk with a few other things, you then have to run it all through this $40,000 pasteurizing machine again. So you can't just get away with buying pasteurized milk. You've got to have your own pasteurizing
machine. It's ultra pasteurized.
Yeah.
You know what's a real shame is that there is a large market for this kind of food.
Sure.
Like, over time, food has become more convenient, but at the same time, it's become a lot more processed, a lot more, you know, less what it is. It's so much further away from it. It's not just strawberries. Yep. It's got 10 other ingredients in it, and it's put in a freezer for, you know, however long.
Yep.
Like the way it used to be, people used to go daily, you know, to buy the fresh bread from the bakery, used to buy the meat from the butcher, and that's gone away. And a lot of people, you know, they like that. They feel better about eating that than all this processed crap.
The best ice cream I've ever had, and you know how, I can't compare it objectively because I'm not tasting one versus the other.
Of course.
The best one in my mind is the homemade ice cream I had at my aunt and uncle's farm.
Where you churned it?
They did. They churned it themselves. I had my chance turning.
Turn the crank
the
over and over.
And the best
somebody
I sits, ever had.
Somebody sits down on top of the machine and somebody else cranks it, right?
They made their own homemade ice cream right there in southern Indiana, and that was the best I ever had. And you know And by the way, they had cows. That was his milk. He milked from that cow. They never, you had to shake the milk to drink it. They never pasteurized their milk. So, yes, this was the whole thing. The best ice cream I've ever had in my life was the same dangerous sort of stuff that they're talking about
well,
here.
Well, Mark, you can make your own ice cream and eat it by yourself. That's fine. But as soon as you try to sell it to somebody else, that's when the state gets involved. And the state here, according to this piece in the Chicago Tribune, although the state is focusing on Ms. Swanberg first, other artisanal ice cream makers in Chicago are concerned they might be next. One ice cream maker who asked her name not be used said, "I have to be worried. I'm in too deep to cut my losses now. This is my life and my passion, so I don't want to be shut down." Our biggest thing is wondering whether or not there's a way, considering the organic and local food movement, to change the regulations so that small local producers are not being regulated in the same way as massive creameries. I mean, this is what they enforce for Häagen-Dazs. And that's the point. See, you can try to change the regulations if you want to, but it's Häagen-Dazs and these other manufacturers that support regulations just like this. I'm not saying Häagen-Dazs has come out in some sort of public statement, but typically it's these big manufacturers that support regulations that really hurt the little guy.
Häagen-Dazs is selling a lot, and I don't know, we're not picking up. The major ice cream manufacturer is selling a lot more ice cream than the little guy, so they can the cost of their pasteurizer is a lot less because
per
they're
batch.
Moving a lot
yeah.
more ice cream through it. They could move that ice cream through that thing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That you know, spreads out the cost of that over lots more tubs of ice cream.
Right.
This lady's right. It'll run her out of business, but she's spineless. And I'm not saying that she needs to do anything.
She's like most business owners.
Indeed, but she's saying, oh, this is fine for the big creameries. Well, when you support this kind of tyranny on the rich guy, it can just as easily be put on you. This is the problem with all kinds of stupid government regulations, is if you support it for the next guy, then it's okay on you. It's morally, if they're morally culpable, then you are too. And they're not. This is, if the government is doing something legitimate by regulating them, then they're doing something legitimate by regulating you.
What state is this in?
Illinois.
Okay. Well, just another reason to move to New Hampshire.
Yes.
I was thinking of a creamery that's around here that I'm not going to name because I don't want what happened to these people happen to them. But I just looked at their website, and they get it from milk down the road and
really?
Make fresh ice cream. Yes, so it is legal, apparently, in New Hampshire. Or
I would like to try this because I remember the time when I had that hand-churned ice cream that you were describing with the machine that you know worked together on. I'm pretty sure there was just regular ingredients bought from the store, so it probably wasn't as fresh as the ice cream that you had made. But nonetheless, that hand-churned ice cream is just...
I was seven, so this is like 33 years ago.
All right, so 1-855-450-FREE is the number here if you'd like to comment here. In the IDPH, this is the Department of Public Health, confirmed these small operations are governed by the very same rules that apply to billion-dollar ice cream companies. And although Illinois recently passed the Illinois Local Food Entrepreneur and Cottage Food Operation Act, suggest the different sets of rules should govern tiny food operations and giant corporations, the bill does not apply to ice cream. So Swanberg has one more comment here, and we'll share that with you, and then take your calls about what you want at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll-free number at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com. Listening options are available. Live streams, including broadband and dial-up versions of the show. Available around the clock, by the way. Any old time, day or night, you can listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live streaming live over at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, get our list of 109 great radio stations that carry the show throughout the week and all at all various different times. Our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio, KU Band, free-to-air channel, and our listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Plus, the webcam. Go to listen.freetalklive.com.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. And you know that a new currency will, at some point, take over. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor of that currency? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and you can find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars have been going down. Learn more about Bitcoins at weusecoins.org. And folks had heard about the Bitcoins having, you know, the what is it, mybitcoin.com having some kind of problem. Well, apparently they've attempted to restitute everybody who lost their money at, I guess it's...
They basically came back online, this website that was fairly popular, that had just disappeared from the internet for several days with no indicator whatsoever, of, Mark, why are you showing me the price of the Bitcoin right now?
So that you know in case you want to say something.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, the Bitcoin price is currently over $10. Anyway, thanks, Mark. So we were talking about My Bitcoin, which is a website that was down for at least five days without any kind of notice or anything being told to anybody about why they were gone, leaving everybody to speculate as to what had happened. And these guys were holding on to thousands and thousands of Bitcoins. You and I, Mark, we had at least, I think, like 100 apiece in this My Bitcoin thing. And then... finally, they put a notice up on their website saying, we were hacked. They got some of our Bitcoins. We're going to have to, you know, like, basically shut down our operation, but we'll give you some money back. Because we still have some Bitcoins, so we're going to give you 49% of them back. Just go ahead and put in your login information and give us the account that you want us to send them to. And they did. They actually did send out those coins. But some people are still skeptical, saying that the whole thing was a scam from the very beginning. And that, you know, okay, yeah, great, you got 49% of your Bitcoins. That means somebody got 51% of them.
Yeah.
Right? So I guess, you know, I was chalking it up as a total loss, so it's nice to not have it be a total loss. Anyway.
That much is nice. And you know, I think that's what the, you know, whomever it is if they, in fact, are still scammers, that's what they're hoping for, is that people will be happy with getting half their Bitcoins back and, you know, go about their merry way.
So these poor people that are trying to do business, Chicago, Illinois, actually, the entire state of Illinois, there's a young lady who has been making her own ice cream, and now the state government is coming down on her. They're saying she's got to jump through all these hoops. They're saying she can't use fresh ingredients, that she has to buy a pasteurizer, no more picking fresh strawberries. You've got to use the store-bought strawberry syrup. I mean, it's just, they're just completely bastardizing her ice cream. They're just destroying the quality that her customers have come to expect. And all they feel like they can do, these fresh ice cream producers, is beg. That's all they feel like they can do. She and these other producers are saying, well, we're going to see if we can maybe talk to the government people and try to get some rules changed.
Even if they continue, Ian, even if they continue doing what they're doing, it doesn't mean that they're going to go after the stores. They're not going to go after the manufacturer. They're going to go after the stores and say, we're going to take away your occupational license.
If you keep selling this.
If you keep selling this. Because this is what they always do.
Well, until she gets her license, Swanberg says she must stop putting product on the shelf. She hopes to meet with her fellow ice cream makers to figure out a plan that can allow them to deliver the same quality while abiding by state rules. Sorry. No. You won't be able to.
It won't happen.
Those state rules are designed to impinge upon your quality. And they're not just going to change the rules because you go to them and say, oh, please, please.
They couldn't change it. They probably couldn't change them if they had to. I mean, these aren't, you know, these bureaucrats can't do anything about it. It's going to take 5 years to go through the legislature.
I don't know. That presumes this is a legislative rule. It could very well be a bureaucratic written rule. But that still doesn't mean they're going to change it on just for you.
It would still take an act of the legislature to change it, because once it's ensconced, then none of the bureaucrats have any responsibility for it.
These bureaucrats do not care. They are not interested in helping you. They're just interested in propagating their bureaucracy. It's just so sad. And you're right. Business owners are just so, they're so beaten down by government regulations and controls and taxes that they're too afraid to take a risk. They're too afraid to continue doing their business in the way they think is best. And so this poor lady is basically out of business. She's not able to sell her product anymore.
Sadly, this is just how it goes.
And this is a microcosm. Right. This is a microcosm. Wait, did you say big metros?
Big metros specifically.
This is all of Illinois that this applies to, just to make sure it's clear.
But, you know, Illinois has one of the big metros. So when you look at the most egregious states on the Mercatus Center's least free states, will find that in the top 10, or bottom 10, California, New York, and Illinois are the top ones.
Jericho's on in Virginia listening to WSVG. Hey, Jericho.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's on your mind?
Oh, man, I love you guys' show, but sometimes I think I should quit listening, man, because I hear stories like this, my blood pressure just goes up.
Oh, man, it's really frustrating.
You know, this Jericho, this used to happen to me all the time. When we first started doing the show from 2004 to 2006, we were down in Sarasota, Florida, and, you know, I'd hear things like this, and literally murderous rage would overcome me in some instances. And over time, you know, being up here in New Hampshire, my, you know, this has dissipated for me because I can see that there's a hope for liberty. And I'm not saying that you're going to pick up and move or anything like that. I'm just telling you how it's worked for me is that once I finally made it here.
My brother and I were talking this evening about, and he's heard about your movement and everything else, and it's a possibility. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, the point I made to your call screener, I hope I don't screw over a bunch of yogurt lovers here, but maybe they should go out of their way to ban yogurt because that's packed with bacteria.
That's a good point. That's what yogurt's all about, right?
I mean, these idiots, I highly doubt any of these what I call idiots are listening to your show, but I hope they would hear my voice. But how stupid is this? I mean, now, I don't know if you've ever heard of this or ever done it. I used to make my own yogurt. And the process is you take milk. You cook it. I forget. It's been a long time since I made it, so I forget the temperature. But you got to cook it a certain time at a certain temperature. And then you add just a very minute amount of already made yogurt that you buy from the store or whatever. But now you've got this massive amount of yogurt. And the process then is you cover it up. You keep it warm. And it's not refrigerated. You let it set for 24 hours to let that bacteria build up.
And grow.
Grow.
Now, it's a little Petri dish.
Exactly. Now, I'm not stupid. I know some bacteria can kill you, but there's some bacteria that's good for your system.
Absolutely.
You know, and I guess the biggest thing I wanted to say is you asked the question, why can't people buy what they want? Why can't they enjoy what they want? Three simple words. They are God. You're stupid. You can't wipe your butt without them telling you how to do it. You know nothing. They're God.
That's how they feel.
Thanks,
they don't feel like they're God, but they do feel like they're mom and dad. You know, look, it's the sort of paternal idea of government that it's there to protect you and that kind of thing. It ends up being the same thing, but that's what they sort of look at it
Jericho,
as.
I want to thank you for the call, and I appreciate the consideration of maybe making the move to New Hampshire. Because, for instance, if more people who thought about moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project would actually do it, if more people who could move would actually go ahead and move, it would be incredible. And I mean, we've had a few hundred people.
They don't have any obligation to do anything just because we want them to do it. I'm just saying
I didn't say anybody had an obligation. I said if everybody who was considering it or was willing to, you know, they've toyed with the idea or are on the fence, if anybody who's even come close to the idea of thinking about moving to New Hampshire for the Free State Project would actually just do it, we'd have an incredible influx of new blood in this movement.
That much is true. There have been huge strides towards liberty in the state of New Hampshire.
With only a few hundred movers.
With a few hundred movers. If that number, it's almost 1,000 now. If it was 2,000, it would be incredible.
It would, absolutely. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of these airways in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up next.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Brother, one with me. No one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee. I'm in the shade somewhere.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas. The Lost Vegas now available at Amazon.com.
Question. Can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost.
And are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season
home away from home.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call if you make it now to 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight it's Ian here.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And inviting you to our website. And if you like the show and you appreciate Free Talk Live, you want to help support us, you can do that by becoming an amplifier. Amp stands for advertise, market, and promote. And the idea is you send us $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can get signed up there and get the perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, Amp Only forum, podcast, and more. You can use any major credit card through PayPal, Visa, or MasterCard on our site. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Ron, listening in Indianapolis area to WXNT. Hey, Ron.
I'm about like the other guy. Just listen to this. Makes your blood pressure boil. But the bottom line I was reading today on Real Clear Politics, regulation in the United States of America, according to them, costs business $2.4 trillion a year. You want to solve the economy problems you have right now? Get rid of the government regulation.
Yeah.
And whatever happened to buyer beware?
Mm.
It's not my responsibility, if you're allergic to peanuts, for me to put it on my product that I'm selling to you. If you're so stupid that you cannot figure out I'm allergic to peanuts, if I don't know if they're in there or not, I guess I shouldn't eat it.
Well, I don't think it's a bad thing for a company to put a warning on a product.
It should be required.
I agree with you there. It should just be good customer service.
And I think that any kind of regulation will be handled by the marketplace. Likely there will be somebody out there that comes up with the peanut-free label, and people would want to know that, and, you know, they would
absolutely in the market
certify
it. And if you didn't do your job as the company by doing those things, then your business would fail. But it's
absolutely
the market that would determine it, not the government.
Indeed it would.
I think you've made a fine proposal, and I thank you for it. Anything else you want to share?
No, that's it, guys.
Very good,
Ron. Keep up what you're doing. I'm going to go to AMP as soon as I hang up with you. First time I heard.
Thanks for that. I appreciate it. That's once again amp.freetalklive.com. Thanks, Ron.
First time he's heard and he's going to AMP?
Is that his first time?
I think it's the first time he heard it, which should be interesting after he hears some of our other opinions. They're consistent, but...
1-855-450-FREE. How about we get rid of the regulations and go ahead and get rid of the whole federal government while we're at it. That would be a nice way to cut costs.
As far as I'm concerned, you take Washington, D.C., get a saw, and you just kick it out. You saw it off and kick it out into the Potomac. Let them go regulate
themselves.
I'm okay
with just ignoring them. I mean, if more people would just not act like they're so important and give them the veneration that they so demand, they want so badly to be considered important. They want to be taken seriously. They want you to need them.
They do want that.
Let's continue with you and your thoughts. We have somebody else here on one of our AMP lines. Actually, it's Matt, who's in the Illinois area. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, Mark, Ian, and Julia. I had a story for you. It's not the ice cream story, but it just goes to show how business-unfriendly Chicago is. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting in a bar, and a gentleman told me there was a restaurant in Chicago called Berghoff's. It was owned by the same people that owned the Berghoff beer, the Berghoff root beer.
The Berghoff's?
And, yeah, the Berghoff's. And it was a bar where you went in and they didn't have any stools around the bar. You just stood there with your drink, and then they went, and there was a back room where you could go, and there was a guy shucking raw oysters, and you could have your raw oysters and your drink, and you would just elbow up to the bar and drink and stand around and talk to people. It had been in Chicago since the 1800s that way. So he moved out of Chicago, came into the suburbs, and some years passed, and he decided he wanted to experience that again because it was something that was neat to experience. So he took the train into Chicago just to visit this restaurant. He gets there, and there's stools all around the bar.
No.
So he walks to the bartender, and he goes, "Why'd you put stools in here?" And the bartender says, "The city made us do it." And he says, "Oh, okay." So he goes to get some oysters, and they don't have the oyster shucker there anymore. No oysters. So he asks the bartender, "What happened to the oysters?" And she says, "Well, the city came in and said we couldn't have raw fish in here."
Aww.
So
the city
about
thinks
a year
that an oyster
later,
is a fish.
This restaurant closed because it was losing all its customers.
Wait, how soon after did it close down?
About a year later.
Oh, so sad.
It
why would anybody else want to come in? They're not original anymore, right? Okay, great. You can change the decor in your restaurant, and that's how you can, or your bar, and that's how you can separate yourself from every other bar in town.
You could put old sports memorabilia and staple it to the wall.
Yeah.
And one of the things that happened was there was a gentleman that had been a waiter there for 46 years.
Jesus.
When this thing closed down, he had put three kids through college and owned a big house in one of the more wealthy, affluent Chicago suburbs, being a waiter at this bar. And the city doesn't care, doesn't give a flying flip about that, and it just ruined people's lives.
It's horrible.
This is the thing that people don't see. You know, when politicians go out and they pass their new, you know, Katie's Law or whatever, they trot out, you know, this group of people. Look, here's Margaret, and she's going to be helped by this legislation, and blah, 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 blah. You know, here's the guy that gets hurt by it, and no one ever knows.
No one's pointing him out. Thanks, Matt, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you as we continue with Justin, listening in West Virginia, to WVTS in Charleston. Hey, Justin.
Hey, what's going on?
What's Martin on your mind?
And Julia.
Hello.
Well, actually, the story I just heard from the gentleman talking about the bar, that is so sad because I've seen the same thing happen in Charleston, actually. But to get to my point here, the riots in England here, you know?
Yeah, are they still going on? I haven't really checked up on that story today. We talked about it last night.
They kind of start threatening them with the water hoses and rubber bullets and stuff, and people kind of backed off. But if England actually had the right to bear arms, do you think this type of thing would last so long, or go as drastic as it would?
I don't think so. I think that if shop owners, I mean, because this is what's happening, if shops are getting destroyed, set on fire, and things like that, I mean, if shop owners were able to defend their shops themselves, because you can't get a cop to defend every shop,
mm-hmm.
or several cops to defend every shop, and you don't know where the rioters are going to go. So the person who is best able to defend it is the one who has the single biggest interest in the shop being protected. That's the person who should be able to protect it.
Still, though,
I heard they were going to call the military in from Belfast.
If you've got a crowd of people outside your store that wants to, you know, do something to it.
I'm not recommending that you stay in there.
What the hell are you going to do?
Well, I mean, if you've got...
Start spraying the crowd with bullets? I mean, what the hell are you
going to
do?
If they're coming in, what's the crowd doing out there? I mean, in the middle of a riot, and they're coming into your shop with torches and things like that, are there the innocent bystanders behind them?
I don't know if somebody coming in with that deserves to be killed, though. I mean, that's like...
I'm not recommending it, Ian, but I do think right. that if somebody who's coming in to destroy your property, you've got to, you know, yeah, you have the right to protect it.
I agree with you that you have the right to protect it. I just...
What are you supposed to use? Rubber bullets against a crowd?
No, I'm not saying that. I just... It makes me uncomfortable, that idea.
I understand.
Hold on. Okay, think about what they do to the Irish, like, yearly... At the very least, I mean, they hate the Irish, and what do they do to them?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know who's they. The rioters?
No, the English plus the government.
Yeah, that ain't going to work for us. Look, if somebody's coming into my shop with a torch in one hand and, you know, they're bent on doing damage to the shop, you know, destroying my livelihood, my family's livelihood, the way I support my family, and the way for me to not get my store destroyed and perhaps other people's, you know, like maybe this will stop the rioters from destroying not only my store, but another dozen stores down the street. Yeah, I think that maybe there's a time to use a certain amount of force to end violence.
Well, not only that, but me living in Charleston, West Virginia, if I was, you know, you see a couple on the street, you know, going from shop to shop, shopping around. If I saw them being stripped naked,
mm-hmm.
I would most definitely go out there and do whatever I could to help them. With yeah, whatever force I had to use.
There's all kinds of things that are happening over there, and it's you know, it's crazy stuff. They're talking about calling the military in. I mean, it's
who's being stripped naked? What's happening there?
Oh no, they're forcing people to strip naked, and they're taking their clothes away from them because they can, because they want their tax money back or whatever.
So just people that happen to be in the area where these rioters are, they're just
like patrons.
Wow,
basically,
it's crazy.
It's sad.
It's crazy. I thank you, Justin, for the call tonight. Julia, I mean, how do you feel about this idea of defending a business, you know, from rioters with gunfire? It makes me uncomfortable.
It makes me uncomfortable too. I would say to Mark, better you than me. I personally don't think that I could ever point a gun at somebody and shoot them.
I feel more like if I got an insurance policy, I'd rather just go ahead and get the hell out of
there. It might
be
the best choice.
And collect that insurance policy.
I couldn't do it personally.
Me versus a crowd of rioters? I mean, come on. I mean, even with a machine gun, you're still probably going to be overrun. And then what do you got, dead bodies on your hands? You're dead, and you've got a burned-down store anyway.
But the very fact that somebody could be, and somebody would be, sitting in one of these shops might deter some of these rioters. These rioters are sure when they go into these businesses
that
no one has a gun.
Good point. We're out of time for tonight. We can continue this discussion at a later point, maybe tomorrow night, online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.